It's time for Mornings in Michigan, our series about morning sounds and rituals from across our state. Many Ann Arbor residents wake up to an alarm clock they all share. It goes off at times they don't choose and can't predict, sometimes more than once before sunrise. That alarm clock comes from horns on freight trains rolling slowly through the city. Morning Edition producer Lauren Talley and I recently visited a resident who's tired of the wake-up calls.
Often get people wandering their neighborhood with microphones. I think
that's right. Points us out right away.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Dan Meyer and his family have lived in Ann Arbor's Old West Side neighborhood since 2002. His house is a third of a mile from the tracks.
This is a horn that actually will bolt you straight out of your bed. It will have your heart racing. You will start to sweat because it just comes so suddenly and at such high decibels that it just absolutely blows you out of your bed.
The horns sound even louder in Nancy Goldstein's house. Goldstein and her husband moved here in 1972. The tracks are right around the corner.
And we knew there was a train track, of course, that's obvious. But there was just a bell at night, and there was flashing lights, which of course don't bother you when you're asleep in your home.
But in the mid-1990s, that changed.
I remember the night we were sleeping with our windows open. It was a lovely summer evening with the breeze coming through, and we both just sat bolt upright in bed and said, "What is that?" It really changed our lives.
The line runs from Toledo into the northern Lower Peninsula. Traffic varies by season, but according to the city, Ann Arbor averages one round-trip train per day. In full disclosure, I live within earshot of the tracks, too, and I often hear a train very early in the morning, but I'm already up on my way to the Michigan Radio studios. So to hear the full effect, I decided to get a lot closer. Federal rules require engineers to sound their horns four times for a total of 15 to 20 seconds as they approach street-grade crossings without gates. Ann Arbor has 21 of those crossings. Many are downtown, some just a block apart. Every train's horn sounds more than 160 times round trip through the city. There haven't been any accidents, but in the 1990s, the city considered a plan to install gates and eliminate the horns. Nancy Goldstein and others pushed for a quiet zone, but she remembers strong opposition.
They did not want to see the traffic change. They did not want to see the crossing arms come down. Safety didn't seem to be a problem at that time, but today it's very different. We have a lot of distracted driving. We have a lot more pedestrians. We have more traffic.
Today, Ann Arbor is considering a new plan to apply for federal quiet zone status and has released a report on the options. Eli Cooper is the city's transportation program manager.
Just a basic signal improvement is about $250,000 per crossing.
Going beyond basic gates can push it to $400,000 per crossing. The new report looks at 20 freight crossings. To change all of them would cost between about $7 million and $8 million. Price is one objection Cooper hears from residents. Another is that new residents should do their homework.
And the types of things that we heard include that the train has been there for a century. They should have realized that, and it's not the taxpayers' responsibility to fix something that they should have been aware of.
The Freightline operator, Watco, declined our interview requests. Ann Arbor's report does not include the passenger line used by Amtrak. For months, Dan Meyer has been urging his neighbors to share their opinions with city leaders. After years of interrupted sleep, he's tired of being tired.
It's something that should be resolved. I hope the city doesn't continue to kick this down the road because it just gets more expensive to resolve each subsequent year that they put this off.
Ann Arbor is asking residents to take a survey about the choices in its report. The deadline is this Friday.